A further Colomoid question is about cutting one's fingernails on Colomoid. In particular, can one cut one's fingernails on Erev Shabbat or on Erev Last Day's Yom Tov? So the Gemara Masechet Moed Katan Daf Yud Zayin Amud Bet brings down a machloket between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi about whether this is permitted. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that it's prohibited, just as you're not allowed to have your hair cut on Cholamoid, so you're also not allowed to cut your fingernails on Cholamoid. Why is this? You can't have your hair cut on Cholamoid out of a concern that you might not bother having it cut before Yom Tov, and then you'll look messy at the beginning of Yom Tov. So likewise, we're concerned if a person's allowed to cut their fingernails on Cholamoid, they won't bother doing it before Yom Tov, and their fingers won't look as nice and tidy for Yom Tov. Whereas Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion that even though we have such a rule as far as haircutting is concerned, we don't have such a rule as far as cutting fingernails is concerned. And the Gemara says that according to both Ulla and according to Shmuel, the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, that it is permitted to cut one's fingernails and indeed one's toenails as well on Cholamoid. So that should be an open and shut book, as it were. It should be quite straightforward that it's going to be permissible. However, further on in the Gemara, on Daf Yud Chet Amud Aleph, we see that Amar Rav Chiya Bar Ashi Amar Rav Uvi Gnustara Asur, that Rav Chiya Bar Ashi says in the name of Rav that you can't use a Gnustara. Gnustara is some sort of nail clippers or scissors or something like that. You can't use them, and you can only either peel off your fingernails or bite them off. Now, there's a Machloket Rishonim what that statement is talking about. Is that statement talking about on Cholamoid, or is actually talking about for an Avel? According to the Rambam in Perek Zayin of Hilchot Yom Tov, Halacha Kaf, that Halacha is talking about an Avel, and it's only an Avel who's not allowed to cut their fingernails with a clipper or with scissors, but on Cholamoid you're allowed to, and that's also the way that the Rif and the Rosh Paskin as well. However, the Tor in Orach Chaim Sim Taf Kuf Lamed Bet brings down the view of Rabbeinu Baruch and Rabbeinu Yehuda, who hold that statement's talking about on Cholamoid, and they're saying that even though we follow Rabbi Yossi that you're allowed to cut your fingernails on Cholamoid, that's only talking about biting them or peeling them off, but not using a kli. So the Shulchan Aruch is in Tavkun Flamed Bet Se'if Aleph, Paskins like the Rambam and most Rishonim, that it's entirely permissible to cut your fingernails with a kli on Cholamoid. However, the Rama adds, Yesh Machmirim for Ostrin, they're those who are strict and say that it's prohibited, and that's the minhag to follow the stricter opinion, unless it's for Tzorech Mitzvah Tvila, unless it's for a woman who needs to cut her fingernails short before she goes to the mikvah. So this would seem to be a machloket between the Mishnah, between the Mechaber and the Rama, as to whether or not you're allowed to cut your fingernails with a kli on Cholamoid. The Mechaber and Sfardim Paskin that it's permitted, the Rama and Ashkenazim Paskin that it's prohibited. The Magen Avraham in Sif Katan Aleph and the Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Bet, they both say that if you've cut your fingernails before Yom Tov, so then you can cut them again on Cholamoid. Why is that? Because Rabbeinu Tam is of the opinion that if you had a haircut on Erev Yom Tov, then you can cut your hair again on Cholamoid, because the reason to say that you shouldn't cut your hair is not relevant. So even though we don't rely on the view of Rabbeinu Tam as far as cutting hair is concerned, we can rely on that as far as cutting fingernails is concerned, because in any event, most Rishonim hold that it's permissible anyhow, and there's not a problem at all. So that's how the Mishnah Berurah, Magen Avraham, Aruch HaShulchan, or Paskin. The Aruch HaShulchan in Se'if Bet, he adds that Shat HaDchak, if it's really necessary, then even if you didn't cut your fingernails on Erev Yom Tov, you can cut them on Cholamoid. So this might be, you know, a person, they just forgot to cut their fingernails on Erev Yom Tov, and their fingernails are long and dirty and it's bothering them, so then they can rely on the view of what he calls the four Amudei Olam, the Rav Rishonim, who have the opinion that it's not a problem in any event. The Ber Hativ that's on the page of the Shulchan Aruch also brings down that a person who cuts their fingernails every Friday before Shabbat can do so also on Chol HaMoed, and that's the way that Sefer Shmirat Shabbat Kilchata paskens in Perek Samach Vav, Sif Lamed Gimel. Ad Kan.